This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so there is a phrase for the underlying concept the president is trying to make happen here. Competitive devaluation is what he's advocating, a race to the bottom, if you will, in a currency war. So we have gotten Catherine Dominguez. She's a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan on the phone to walk us through what that might mean in practice. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So let's talk about some of the mechanics of this. What happens when a currency is devalued by whatever means, by a government or by the market?
Both Argentina and Brazil have seen large weakening of their currency. They weren't literally devaluing their currency, right, but their currencies have gone down because both of those economies have been going through kind of low levels of crisis. What that means is that it becomes very expensive if firms have non-local currency debts. It's very difficult to import, but it does make one's exports more competitive.
So in theory, that could be what the president's trying to do here. Weaker U.S. dollar would make American exports more attractive, and then that would boost the economy, and things would be, in his perspective, going great guns.
And I think the particular targeting of Argentina and Brazil comes out of the fact that they seem to have benefited from the China-U.S. trade war, mm-hmm, in the sense that their farm exports have increased dramatically to China, given that China has now put tariffs on U.S. Right. farm products.
You know how people say nobody ever wins a trade war, right?
Yes, indeed.
As this transitions, and look, the president's done this before, but as this transitions to something more of a currency war, at least with these two countries, does anybody win a currency war? Does competitive devaluation work?
Largely, the experience has been no. The last big currency war we had was in the interwar period, and basically all countries tried to undercut each other between World War I and World War II to get a trade advantage. None of them, of course, achieved that, since all of them were doing the same thing, and it led to high inflation rates across the world. So if everyone's doing the same thing, no one's going to get the exchange rate advantage,
right,
and all countries are going to be basically pursuing expansionary monetary policy when it might not be the appropriate policy.
Right. Expansionary monetary policy being generally considered to be lower interest rates, right?
Correct.
Okay. With all respect to the real and the peso, devaluing the dollar is different, right? It's the global reserve currency. It's the thing that is almost universally accepted. What happens if the dollar weakens precipitously?
So we haven't really had an experience of that of late. Currently, market turnover in the dollar market is about $1 trillion a day. And again, it's very unlikely that there would be a precipitous fall. It's more likely that there would be a number of, unfortunately, it would not be the set of shocks that President Trump would like to happen. The only reason we would expect a big fall in the value of the dollar is if the U.S. economy starts slipping dramatically. So it would be a bad sign all around if right. that were to happen.
Okay, so here comes the part of the interview where I ask you for your conjecture on this. What do you think the president's trying to do here?
Seems like a targeted message to farmers that he would like things to be better for them. And Argentina and Brazil kind of came in and took over their market. So it seemed like a good set of countries to go after, is my guess.
Catherine Dominguez, she's a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. Thanks, ma'am, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.